Coming up this Saturday, December 17th, Voices, the Chapel Hill Chorus, is hosting the next concert on its 2016-2017 calendar. It's going to be A Celestial Christmas. It's at the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham, and it's going to feature the music of Sir Carl Jenkins, as well as the great voices of the Chapel Hill Chorus. We are joined now by Cassie Ford, who is a member of Voices and also on the Voices Board of Directors, and trumpet soloist Paul Neeby. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
So, Cassie, let me start with you. What is this concert going to entail? What will people expect when they come out?
I think people can expect to hear a beautiful Christmas concert with holiday music that is celebratory, and the production itself will be quite a feat. We're mounting this with 115 singers. We're bringing in 12 of our Kantari Ensemble women to be the chorus too. And we have soloists, including, of course, Paul's trumpet solo. We have a soprano soloist, Andrea Moore, who's a Durham resident and Hillsborough native. And it's really an imaginative new piece featuring holiday themes. And Sir Carl Jenkins is the most performed living composer. And many people still, however, are not familiar with his work. So I think this is a great opportunity to hear something new, but that pulls in traditional themes as well.
Yeah, tell us about Carl Jenkins, because he's, again, for as performed as he is, he's someone that I'm still learning about myself. So.
Well, as am I. And of course, our artistic director and conductor, Sue Klausmeier, she does a phenomenal job of programming these concerts. She finds beautiful pieces from composers both living and dead. And for this one, Carl Jenkins, he is a contemporary composer. He's from the UK. He's Welsh originally, and started off in the jazz and rock world and then moved into more classical composition. He's obviously been knighted and recognized by the UK in a number of ways, and his work is performed all over the world.
Awesome. And again, this is going to be Voices, the Chapel Hill Chorus. So emphasis on the voices, of course, but we got an awesome orchestra as well featuring Paul Neeby, trumpet soloist. So Paul, let me turn to you. Tell us about the music that's going to be performed.
It's interesting that this is by a living composer, because I really like performing music of living composers. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've commissioned several pieces and recorded pieces by living composers. And so I think what's great about this is it's tonal and it's not so avant-garde. It's very easy to listen to, and so I'm really looking forward to that. A lot of times when composers write a piece, especially if they write a piece for me, I ask them who they wrote it for, because it's so difficult. So I can't ask Carl Jenkins that. I think he actually wrote this for Alison Balsam, who's a very fine trumpeter. But it's basically a dual trumpet concerto for soprano and trumpet, and it has some incredibly hard things in it.
Awesome. So speaking with Paul Neeby, you just heard him, Cassie Ford, member of Voices. This is going to be A Celestial Christmas. It is this Saturday, the 17th, 8 p.m., Carolina Theater of Durham. And Cassie, tell us about Voices for people who don't know.
So Voices was formerly known as the Chapel Hill and Carrboro Community Chorus, and this is their 36th season, celebrating our 36th season, and it's a member organization, and it's a non-for-profit as well organization. So we fund our activities through member dues and ticket sales, and of course donations, and we write grants. And members of the community serve on our very operational active board, and we take rotations, and it's a beautiful thing. We perform 5 concerts a year, 2 of which are the Big Voices group, and 3 are for our small Kantari Ensemble, which is a select ensemble of singers, which do more, we mount smaller productions, mostly a cappella music.
And this is your Christmas concert. So will that all be music by Sir Carl Jenkins? Will it be traditional Christmas standards as well?
It is. It's 2 of his large works. One is Stella Natale. Hollis. Mm-hmm. And features sort of creative, imaginative, holiday-themed music. And the other piece is Joy to the World, which features interpretations of classic Christmas carols.
Okay, awesome. So, Paul, I want to turn back to you, and I want to hear your solo in just a minute, but what is it entail? What does holiday classical music entail? What is it about these pieces that make them holiday?
Boy, that's a really good question.
It is a good question.
I guess it's just traditional things that you think about holiday music.
Okay.
What does it sound like? You know, we wish you a Merry Christmas, deck the halls. The Stella Natalis?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it?
That's how we say it.
It's supposed to have holiday music from all different background.
Okay.
It quotes Zulu text.
Wow.
It has something referenced to the Hindu gods, and it has references to the Old Testament.
So inspired by holiday music from all over the world.
Yes.
Fascinating. Carl Jenkins is sort of sitting in his studio somewhere going, it's Natalie, it's Natalie.
Oh, Natalie, is it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm going with Stella Natalis. That's what it looks like. So again, Voices of the Chapel Hill Chorus, Celestial Christmas, this Saturday, 8 p.m. And without any further ado, Paul, I want to turn it over to you for a trumpet solo. And as you're getting ready, what are we about to hear?
It's sort of a little jazzy lick.
Okay.
And it's a short jazzy lick.
What's it from?
It's from the first movement, Celebro.
Natalie.
From Stella Natalie.
All right, and this is Paul Niebe, trumpet soloist, performing from Stella Natalis by Carl Jenkins. Awesome. That was Paul Niebe, trumpet soloist. That was from Stella Natalis by Sir Carl Jenkins, one of the two pieces, right, that are going to be performed by Voices of the Chapel Hill Chorus. It's going to be the orchestra. There's going to be 115 performers up on stage. That's incredible. At the Carolina Theater of Durham this Saturday, December 17th, 8 p.m. Cassie Ford, final word. Where can people find out more information? What do people need to know about tickets and other details like that?
Yes, tickets are on sale through the Carolina Theater, but you can get there through our website, voiceschapelhill.org. And if you are interested in a senior priced ticket or a student priced ticket, which are both discounted, you will need to buy that at the box office with your ID.
Stella Natalis and Joy to the World, both by Sir Carl Jenkins, performed this Saturday, December 17th, 8 p.m., Carolina Theater in downtown Durham. It's a Celestial Christmas by Voices, the Chapel Hill Chorus. Check it out. Cassie Ford, Paul Niebe, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.